This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The hammer continues to drop following the death of Tyree Nichols.
Memphis police has disbanded its Scorpion unit that the five former officers charged with murder and the death of Nichols were part of. The department says it was clear it would be in the best interest of all to permanently deactivate the unit. With growing calls for police reform, three Tennessee lawmakers are preparing to introduce legislation meant to address implicit bias training, mental health evaluations, and enforce more selective hiring processes. It would also limit officers from transferring to new jurisdictions after facing termination for wrongdoing. I'm Jeremy Scott.
A lawmaker with the House Armed Services Committee is warning the U.S. military is not ready for a war with China. Some predictions say as early as 2025. Democrat Representative Adam Smith from Washington on Fox News Sunday.
This is a huge problem. We don't have the industrial base, and we don't have the ability to ramp up that industrial base. The reason that they don't have the ability to make as many weapons as we now need is because they don't want to make that major investment without what they refer to as a demand signal. We need to increase that ability to surge when we need it.
The 2023 election cycle is already upon us. In Mississippi, the filing deadline to appear on the ballot in the August 8th statewide primaries is Wednesday. The Magnolia State is one of four states, along with Louisiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, holding regularly scheduled state legislative elections this year. All 52 seats in the Mississippi State Senate and all 122 seats in the Mississippi State House are up for election this year. The 150-year-old Baltimore and Potomac Tunnel, which connects Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., is suffering from age. The tunnel is slated to be replaced with help from the $1 trillion infrastructure legislation. The president plans to visit on Monday and talk about the massive investment with your tax dollars. This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A suicide bombing at a mosque in Pakistan on Monday left dozens dead and scores wounded in the city of Peshawar. Senior police officials there said no one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Similar suicide bombings in the past have been attributed to the Pakistani Taliban. TikTok's chief executive has agreed to appear before a congressional committee in March as House lawmakers set up scrutiny of the communist Chinese-owned video-sharing app. Xu Chu will appear before the House Energy and Commerce Committee on March 23rd. It will be the first appearance of a TikTok CEO before a congressional panel. Is racism the reason one House member got kicked off her committee?
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is suggesting that racism may be the reason she's been removed from the Foreign House Affairs Committee.
In some cases, it's motivated by the fact that many of these members don't believe a Muslim, a refugee, an African should even be in Congress, let alone have the opportunity to serve on the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Minnesota Democrat was asked if she was accusing House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of racism.
I'm not making any accusations. I'm just laying out the facts.
I'm John Schaefer.
The Super Bowl is set for this year. The Philadelphia Eagles will face the Kansas City Chiefs in Arizona. The football game will be played in just under 2 weeks. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop and hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on.
New program.
What's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us. We're on standby for Phil Hotzenpiller. He's on the road, so we'll track him down here. But, you know, just a couple of things to note here. I was talking with Tennessee Bob over the weekend. You know, and this is, again, a reminder of what Jonathan Cahn, which we're going to be replaying that that hour-long interview with him about his new book, The Rise of the Gods. And you'll listen to this interview. This is the one thing about this interview. People tell me, oh, gosh, I hear this, and I've heard it again. But each time I hear it, I'm picking up something different. Well, the thing that you have to understand is what is going on in our country today and our culture is very dynamic. It's not set. It constantly changes. And such is the case of what we're seeing happening in New York. It's kind of like, you know, some might say a middle finger gesture by those that are supporting, you know, supporting abortion. This new statute that they put out, Kevin Rappaport, the chief curator of the Madison Square Park Conservatory, called the works co-commissioned by the Conservancy and a public art of the University of Houston system, anti-monuments. It's anti-monuments, right? So they put up a monument that's anti-monument. And the sculpture is titled The Witness. It's in Madison Square Park. It wears a hoop skirt. It's inspired by the stained glass dome of the nearby courthouses, they tell me, symbolizing the need to break the legal glass ceiling. So, in other words, let's forget about the Judeo-Christian principles that established law. You know, let's forget about what Moses had put into play here. This has just been, quite interesting to say the least. That this is what we're, you know, is what's happening. And again, this is what Jonathan Cahn had warned about. Warned nothing. I mean, you know, beyond warning, he's saying, look, just all you have to do is open your eyes and see it for yourself, because it is abounding. And so here's another movement, again, to undergird, to offend the traditions of the legal system. This is what this is all about. I mean, this is a blatant attack on it. And I know that Phil Hotzenpiller is coming up in just a moment, and he's trying to call in. So we're standing by for his call in. I guess they're just, you know, every once in a while, the forces of the wires, the plus and negative, and maybe because we maligned AT&T earlier, maybe they had something to, you know, pull the cord on us. So we're going to hang in here for Phil to be calling in, but he should be calling in any minute. You know, the article here says that, you know, with Ginsburg's death and the reversal of Roe, there was a setback to women's constitutional progress. This is according to the artist's statement. Now, I think that's something to argue. I don't believe wholesale across the board that women would believe in that statement. And, you know, but this is what happens with the left right now, because they're controlling a lot of levers. And almost what they say goes. Now, some people might say, well, you know, I don't really buy into that and let it go by the wayside. But that's what happens. Well, Phil Hotzenpiller is with us right now. He's the president, founder of American Faith. Hey, Phil, how are we doing, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great, man. Good to be on the horn with you again.
Well, always great here. I know you're on the road, so I appreciate you giving me a second here. We were talking about this sculpture, the Now sculpture, channeling the notorious RBG, which, you know, is in New York now, and consistent with what Jonathan Cahn, you and I have been talking about, the rise of the gods, the manifestation and the display of these gods that are now being put forth. And now this is in New York. This is the latest, you know, supposedly it's the anti-monument. You know, we're against monuments, but we're going to put up a new monument, and we're going to undermine you know, any legal thesis of Moses, Confucius, or Zoroaster. We're just going to, you know, we've got a new goddess here, and this is the female, you know, justice of, you know, of the new law system, the new legal system that is going to be, you know, thrust upon our country.
Well, you know, it is the return of the gods. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the gods have been here all along, but the manifestation has been under constraint, and I think Jonathan Cahn does a great job in laying that out in his book. Clearly, anything that, let's say, is left, extreme left of center is acceptable. Anything center and right is unacceptable in the world today.
Exactly.
So everything is flipped on its end, no doubt about it.
Well, and, you know, as you say, the rise of the gods are coming back because, unfortunately, people are welcoming the gods back, right? I mean, we have turned our back on God. And just as the parable says about the person who is delivered from the gods, the demons go out into the desert and they come back with seven worse. And what brings them back is the person, you know, the one who was once, you know, controlled by the demons has dropped his guard and decided to, you know, open the door up and bring them back. And they're coming back with a vengeance because they've been corralled for, you know, a couple thousand years at least, Phil, to a degree, right?
Well, yeah, and for those who don't know, I mean, if they haven't done much digging into this thing and just kind of what are you talking about now? So the artist basically calls this the fierce woman of resistance. And the idea was it was basically a replacement for Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg since the overturn of Roe vs. Wade. And this is now I think he might have got a little ahead of himself because he didn't realize how confused genders were going to be by the time he started this project. But clearly it's a woman with goat horns, which is typically associated with satanic worship, and he says the horn signifies sovereignty or autonomy. How about that?
Yes. Well, you know, and this is what women are claiming they want, and you know, but to what end here? Because this is totally antithetical to God's design. I mean, this is really, yeah, you may be, in a sense, metaphorically throwing up a middle finger, you know, to the culture because of Roe v. Wade, but worse yet is you are, you're defying God, the creator of heaven and earth, that created a man, a male and female, right? I mean, this is much deeper, and this is much much more obvious. People, you know, people of faith can see this, and I'll tell you, it shudders me. I'm thinking, oh my God, what are we opening ourselves up to here, Phil?
Well, how long ago was it? A year and a half ago that the satanic demon god was in front of the United Nations?
Yes, 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 exactly.
You know, so it's almost like, we know we're not going to get away with this for very long, so let's just throw it out there until we get a little bit of public outcry, then we'll come back with another one. And this is really how the enemy works in our lives. You know, we get conditioned for something, so we'll accept something else. And I think,
right,
in my opinion, the lockdowns from COVID were exactly the same thing. We're going to condition you. We want to see how much control we can have over you, and then we'll come back at you again a little bit later.
How much is acceptable? right?
None is acceptable.
But I mean, you just get used to it. It's so pervasive that, oh, well, you know, Bill, Phil, why are you two, you know, so what are you so nervous about, man? It's no big whoop. We've been around this for a while. It's just like boring wallpaper, right? But it's not.
Exactly.
That's the problem. We've got to go to break. More from Phil Hotzenpiller. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Mobs of radical Hindus have attacked Christians living in select tribal regions of India. Severe beatings have forced many to abandon their homes and flee into the forest. Despite pleas from the community, officials have refused to step in and are instead telling people to fend for themselves. It can be hard to visualize the terror felt by those who face horrifying oppression. But it is a reality for millions of believers worldwide. We pray daily at the Tide Ministry, lifting our global brothers and sisters in Christ up in prayer, and we urge you to do the same. Ask God to give our Indian brothers and sisters strength to stand firm in their faith, and pray that their bold testimony makes a deep impression on those who don't know the gospel. To learn how you can pray for people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Fresh and independent we are. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Phil Hotzenpiller from American Faith and senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, continues with us. Phil, we were just talking about the manifestation of these gods. I don't know if you've had a chance to see Kevin Sorbo's new movie. It's Left Behind, The Rise of the Antichrist. I'm telling you.
I have not seen it. I have not seen it, but Kevin called me yesterday, and he wants to do it. He wants to do a movie with us here at Influence. So,
oh wow!
I just figured that was kind of providential that you even brought it up. Have you seen it?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I saw it yesterday, and I got to tell you, in light of everything that's going on, Davos, you know, we just saw the craziness out of there, stuff that's happening in our country. I mean, you would think, and of course, you would think that Kevin and the team just put this movie together 2 weeks ago, and we know how movies work. It doesn't happen. I mean, this thing is so prescient. You got Jerry Jenkins, of course, who is the father of Dallas Jenkins, of The Chosen fame, amongst other things, and also co-author with Tim LaHaye with the Left Behind book series, right? And you got Jerry saying, this is the best Left Behind movie ever. So for Jerry to make that statement, and the timing of all this, and that's what we're talking about, the manifestation of the gods and all this, you know, why now, Phil? I mean, and God is in control of all this. This is not freaking God out. He's still on the throne, and it's all coming. But it's just, people of faith have got to wake up and see what's going on here, right?
Yep. Well, and, you know, what will it take to wake somebody up? I mean, that's the question. Because for me, it only took about 4 weeks for me to wake up and realize the violation of the First Amendment when this lockdown came.
Yes.
But look at the world. Some of the world's still living like they're locked down.
Exactly. Well, this is the power of fear, Phil. I mean, I'm here in San Diego, and people are still wearing masks. It's just like, wow. Do you realize which? But look at this is what they're afraid of, and this has become their security blanket. But the unfortunate thing, as what happened in the lockdown, is that if you're not participating with their fear, then you're a bad person, right? I mean, how dare you exercise your freedom when I'm scared and you need to be scared just like me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm fascinated with the whole idea. I had a French radio, a TV station, largest French TV station, came to our church. I don't even know why. You know, they contacted me, said, we're really interested in American faith. We're interested in your church. They came out. They spent the whole day with us yesterday, filmed, did two interviews with them. And I'm sitting there looking at myself thinking, where does this come from and what's going on? Because the same thing's happening now for me in Pakistan. And you look at these media connections, and I include you in that, there's a reason for you and I to be together on this show. There's a reason for a friendship and the alliances we have. But God is just like, I think God is, while we see evil accelerating, I think God is accelerating, let's say, the sovereign army of the Almighty God, who doesn't fight with swords and guns, but fights with spiritual powers and weaponry. I think God is raising up a mighty army for these end times.
No, I agree. I can see that quite clearly. You know, we mentioned Jonathan, what you're doing with American Faith, the team there, what we're doing on this broadcast. And we must be doing something right because, as you used to say, that if the devil isn't paying attention to you, then maybe you're not of any consequence, right?
Right. Yeah, it was actually a quote from Leonard Ravenhill when a woman said to him, the devil's got up, met me in the morning and has been with me all day. And he said, I doubt that because you can only be at one place at one time. You know, right. I don't think he even notices you're alive. So that's putting your place by the prophet.
Right, exactly. But, but the idea is that we want to make sure that we are so committed to the kingdom that we're part of the Lord of Heaven's armies, that we are armored up and fighting the good fight, because here it is. Our time draws nigh, Phil. I mean, you see all these signs, and not that we're predicting, any dates or anything like this. But, even when you have Dr. Billy Graham saying, before he passed away, who very rarely did he ever make any comments in all the years that I knew him. Did he ever make any comments about any end time or anything prophetic? But he was asked, he goes, Dr. Graham, are these the last days? And he paused for a moment and stared into the interviewer's eyes and said, these are the last of the last days.
Wow.
And I found that to be quite profound.
Yeah, I'll take what he says to the bank. How about that one?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like the brothers Issachar. They were students. They were observers of the times, and they were commended for that. And now, more than ever, Phil, I believe that we need to be students. We need to be observers of the times, and we're the watchmen. We're the ones that are, yelling, from a top of the, top of the walls and saying, hey, beware, danger cometh nigh, and make sure that you are on the right team and you're wearing the right jersey, right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, then, that's what God does. I mean, he has ways of sorting out. Think about Gideon's army. He had a way mm-hmm. of sorting it out.
Right.
And I think that's what God does. He actually divides. We think God, we want to unite everybody. Let's get all the Christians together. Well, that's not going to happen. That's not even a biblical concept.
Right.
God divides in order to strengthen the movement.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's got to sort it out. I mean, I think it's in the book of Corinthians where he talks about the Lord's Supper. He said divisions exist among you, and they must, so that those who are proven can be evident.
Yes.
And so there is always a separating of wheat and chaff, committed and uncommitted. This is what God does.
Amen.
He did it in the wilderness, 40 days right. in the wilderness, 40 years in the wilderness. A whole generation didn't make it in. Why? Because he was separating and sorting it out.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of the right jersey, you had some time with the NBA's Jonathan Isaac, who came back to the court, after 2.5 years. Tell us what happened here, Phil.
Well, we had Jonathan come and speak at our church, and if you remember, he was the one NBA player that refused to bow his knee during BLM.
Mm-hmm.
And he got this was prior to him signing his $80 million contract. So he was risking it all, literally. It wasn't just, hey, I'm secure. I got my $80 million. I'm going home happy. But he was, he got injured a couple of years ago, and we became good friends. I wrote the book Stand, got another book coming out called More Than Basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Very committed. He flew Tammy and I down to Orlando, put us up, got us in the, into a Bucks suite, and just said, I want people, about 12 of us were there, I want the people closest to me, supported me the most in that 2.5 years.
Oh, wow.
On my first day back on home court, he did great. I think he scored 10 points. They had him in for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to kind of get him used to that. And get his leg used to the work. But what a good man, what a great man of God he was. Spoke for at his pastor's church there that morning, and his pastor announced that he would be back. They hadn't announced that he would be back yet.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. He was going to be back, but they just hadn't announced it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And within about an hour and a half, there was, I think, 90,000 views of the pastor's announcement that he would be back on the court that night.
Wow. Wow. Well, what an incredible individual. See, and Phil, this is the thing. More and more in these times, you talk about how God is sifting through and how the wheat is standing out, right? And this is a figure. Jonathan Isaac is one of those figures that is standing out. And to give us that contrast, to realize that, yes, there is a difference. Yes, you can comply and be like the rest of the wokesters in the neighborhood, or you can still stay true to God and not bend your knee to some goofy statue in New York.
Amen. Amen. Well, God is on the rise. Do not be discouraged. Lift up your head. Your salvation draws near, according to the scriptures.
Amen. And that's the thing, Phil. Time and again, you see people instinctively, even atheists. Why do they turn their eyes to the sky if they're atheists?
Exactly.
Atheism
is on a decline, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And because it never was really that cool. What's on the rise is false worship, false gods. So atheism is not our threat at all.
Yeah. But like you say, God's on the rise, because you will not have one without the other. That's the way I see it, right? I think more and more. We have to talk about that next time we get together. Phil Hodson-Piller from American Faith. Thank you, Phil. God bless.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA News Update. The 2023 election cycle is already upon us. In Mississippi, the filing deadline to appear on the ballot in the August 8th statewide primaries is Wednesday. The Magnolia State is one of 4 states, along with Louisiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, holding regularly scheduled state legislative elections this year. A lawmaker with the House Armed Services Committee is warning the U.S. military is not ready for a war with China. Some predictions say as early as 2025. Democrat Representative Adam Smith from Washington on Fox News Sunday.
This is a huge problem. We don't have the industrial base, and we don't have the ability to ramp up that industrial base. The reason that they don't have the ability to make as many weapons as we now need is because they don't want to make that major investment without what they refer to as a demand signal. We need to increase that ability to surge when we need it.
Lance Pry, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You ready for some New Year's cooking and recipes with Dean Shermay, the celebrity chef and certified nutritionist himself? Well, the New Year's a great time to start eating better and strive for a healthier lifestyle. And here to help us out is the super chef himself of the network show My Kitchen Rules. Chef Dean is teaming with the Propane Education and Research Council to reveal some new recipes and to share the benefits of cooking healthier meals with propane. Welcome, Chef. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, it's January, so hopefully we're still keeping on those New Year's resolutions.
Well, and this is what's important about you coming on right now, because yes, you're right. It's toward the end of the first month of this new year. And as we know, sometimes the New Year's resolutions can start to slip slide away. But before they do, we need to be re-encouraged and redirected to realize that those, initial New Year's resolutions, they're still in play. And you've got some great ideas to, kind of jettison and, make them robust all over again, huh? No pressure.
Yeah, I think it's reminding ourselves, what actionable steps we can take to eating healthier, living healthier, being a good partner to our, spouse or partner, taking those actionable steps to, for me, I'm just really bad about making sure the recycling ends up in the recycling, using less hot water, just trying to overall reduce carbon footprint, which is why I want to get the word out on how cooking with propane is actually a really great integration into living a healthier lifestyle.
Well, and of course, this directs us to clean mean, right? Cooking clean mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it, for me, it's, you know, people don't realize the majority of people who are using electric stoves or electric ovens are raced to electrify everything. That for the majority of Americans on the other side of plugging that device into the wall is a natural gas or coal burning plant, which puts a lot more CO2 into the atmosphere than cooking with a cleaner fuel source such as propane.
So, Dean, how do we start, and how what types of meals can we make?
Well, I mean, you really can cook anything over propane, but the great thing that you have in it is a reliable heat source. As a professional chef, I know that I have accurate control over that flame. I worked in fine dining for many years, and you know, people were coming and spending hundreds of dollars to have a meal with us, and knowing that I can control the flame, accurately heat or cook whatever I was cooking to be able to give that person on the other side of it the most consistent result and you know, get the money that they're paying for was very, very important to me. And as a parent, being able to turn off that heat source and know that it's going to get cool much faster than all those old electric ovens that tend to stay hotter, you know, 15, 20 minutes after you turn them off. You know, when you have a little four-year-old running around the kitchen like I do, who tends to put his hands in places they don't really belong, it gives you a lot of peace of mind as a parent.
Without a doubt. Well, you know, thank you for sharing, you know, some inside secrets there, you know, for those of us who cook at home and maybe consider ourselves to, you know, be chefs of some sort of level, certainly not of your level. But, I mean, you just shared an inside secret that is going to be invaluable. And I'm sure our audience took note, and that is to have, you know, a consistent heat, right?
Yeah, consistent heat also paired with understanding which oils to cook with at the right time. And, you know, really understanding proper ventilation in your kitchen. You know, you look at a professional kitchen, we've got those giant hoods that take all of those fumes out of the kitchen. So if you don't have one of those fancy hoods, kick open a door, get some fresh air in there, and understand that you can't just use, you know, one oil to cook all things. Like, people will use extra virgin olive oil, which is a really, really great resource for salad dressings and sauces and things like that. But you're not going to want to sear a steak with that, because as you heat that up, it gets that smoke point, and then it becomes a very toxic substance. So everyone wants to come after the heating source and come after gas, when it's a lot of times just a re-education process and teaching people how to better use the tools that they already have.
Well, you know, you mentioned oils. Just a little sidebar between me and you, if it's okay, is that it is confusing. You got so many different oils. I mean, it's like, what matches up with what? What am I going to do, you know, that's, you know, safer for all concerned here? And at the end of the day, will provide us the kind of meal that, you know, our taste buds are longing for.
It can be very daunting, to your point. You're right. And so I'm going to make it my job to help educate, get the word out. I'm going to put a chart, if you go to propane.com/Chef Dean, I'm going to put a chart that walks you through what oils to use at what time, so you know that you're always going to have the best results whenever cooking with those oils.
What a bonus, Dean Shermay. I mean, here it is. Yeah, you offer us that. Oh, yeah, exactly, right there. Wow, that is awesome. Thank you so much for doing that. That's that was unexpected, but I'm glad you brought it up. So, why do top chefs consider to cook with gas?
Yeah, you know, like I kind of touched on it before. It was really about that precision element of it, and just knowing that I can control that flame. And there's just a certain feel that comes with cooking with gas, but that I don't. I've tried cooking with electric. And it's fine, but it's just the preferred method is always going to be, you know, cooking over fire. It is that primal instinct that we have in all of us anyways. But as professionals, it's really about that act.
Right, exactly. So you touched on this a little bit again, and we'll give it one more time because it's always important to talk about the environmental benefits of cooking with gas. Go ahead and break that down as well.
Yeah, so when you're diversifying your energy sources and you're adding propane into that mix, you're actually taking stress off of that grid. You know, I live in California where we're no strangers to rolling blackouts and brownouts and, you know, but they keep telling us to electrify everything. And for me, like, I like having the independence of knowing that I have my propane on site. I always know how much is in there. I buy it in advance so that I know when the temperatures start to get colder and energy prices go up, I can kind of hedge myself against that natural inflation. And it gives me just more of a sense of control, really. And in addition to those other greener technologies, start lowering your carbon footprint. And it's always going to have your back when the sun's not shining and the wind's not blowing.
Exactly. We're talking with Dean Chermet, a chef and certified nutritionist. He's a graduate of the French Culinary Institute in New York City. He's worked in Michelin-starred restaurants, so he knows what he's talking about. He's a celebrity chef and, as I say, certified nutritionist. Any factors, any other factors that we need to consider here, Dean?
Really just understanding and kind of, you know, taking the mystery out of, you know, not only cooking with gas, but just cooking in general and understanding how to use the right tool for the right job. And if you're interested in you working with propane, I always tell people reach out to your local provider. I'm an expert in a lot of things. Installing the propane, not my thing. So, you know, talk to a person who's certified in that. You know, make sure you're maintaining and checking your oven. You know, I'm guilty as myself as a chef of not, you know, when was the last time you probably serviced your appliances to make sure they're operating at full capacity and they're not leaking gas or anything like that. And just kind of educating people is something I love to do.
Yeah. Usually the idea of servicing is when you replace, right? But, you know, because I'm like you. I don't understand all the light bulb stuff, but I like the switch when I turn it on. It gives me the light, right?
And that's the great thing about propane is when you open that flame, you know you're gonna, or you open that gas, you know you're gonna get a flame.
Well, and again, you know, it is proven time and again to be so much cleaner. And here you are as a chef, and you're utilizing propane. So, boy, that says a lot about its effectiveness. Because being a chef, you are, you know, you're particular. In a good sense of the way. I mean, after all, people come in and they want to know, and you've had the experience of working at a Michelin-starred restaurants, and so you can't mess around. So you've got to, you know, produce a consistent product. So thank God for your standards, Chef.
I appreciate that. Yes, I am very particular, and I do want to always work with the best. And if it's something that's not the best and not going to give a great result, it doesn't really interest me, especially in a professional aspect, which is one of the reasons I love the reliability of being able to cook with propane.
Thank you so much for doing that. Where do they go?
Absolutely. You're going to go to propane.com/Chef Dean. You can find that chart. You're going to find all those delicious recipes, and hopefully it'll kickstart you in the right direction. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me on my personal Instagram, @DeanChermet. I answer all the questions. Feel free to message with any, you know, cooking conundrums you might have.
Excellent. Dean Chermet, celebrity chef and certified nutritionist. Thanks for being with us, Dean. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. Would you make your best tax-deductible gift right now? BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We've got Adam Holtz with us from PluggedIn.com. Focus on the Family's excellent, excellent movie, DVD, things that have to do with the culture. Great review team. Hey, Adam, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm great, man. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Have you had a chance to see Kevin Sorbo's new movie?
I have. Yep.
Well, I'll tell you, it was talk about perfect timing. Don't you love how God is orchestrating all this stuff?
I do. I mean, I think that obviously the Left Behind story has been around for, man, a long time now. I think
right.
The first one came out in 97, so what, 25 years.
And then you've had the book series between,
and
you know.
The book series, right. The movie series. I think this is the fifth or sixth Left Behind movie, and this is the sequel to the last movie that came out, which starred Nicolas Cage in, I believe, 2014. And so this picks up, you know, where that one left off, albeit with a different group of actors and actresses and Kevin Sorbo in one of the main roles. But I love the way he has woven in our current news. I mean, it certainly takes COVID into account. It takes, you know, how governments have used that as a pretext to seize control. I think in some ways it makes the story more engaging and it feels more relevant.
Without a doubt. I mean, especially in light here, we just had Davos, right? And and you have that in the background, you know, and you go, wow. I mean, what happened? Did Kevin and team just write this like 2 weeks ago? But you know the way movies, you know the way movies go. I mean, you know, you could be a year out, 6 months at least. And this is so relevant, as you say. And you think, wow, this is it. But again, these are all about the signs, right? You know, the brothers Issachar were commended in the Bible because they were students of the time.
Yeah.
And here we are. We're called to be students, you know, just like PluggedIn.com. You're monitoring. You're watching this, and you just say, wow, you know, whether it's Left Behind or other things that have, you know, come into the culture, into the orbit of the culture, and go, okay, that's in. What relevance does that have? Like, you got a real weird monument suddenly that appears in New York that is kind of the monument to the former Supreme Court Justice RBG, so you go, okay, what is all this about? And you got Jonathan Cahn's Rise of the Gods, all this stuff that's happening right now in our orbit.
You know, what is God? What spiritually is being communicated to us right now?
No, I think that's a great question. And I think, you know, the message of Revelation, I think, and obviously we've got other important passages. We've got 1 Thessalonians, which talks, you know, it seems explicitly about the rapture, and we've got Daniel and everything that happens there. You know, these books tell us a couple of things. They tell us that there is a movement toward wickedness and towards, you know, the devil sort of unleashing his full fury, but all of those are stories of God's deliverance and God's engagement and God's faithfulness to his people. And so I know there was a period of time when I was early in my faith, like 18, 19, 20 years old, where I really got swept up into rapture mania in the late 80s. You know, obviously we had the late great Planet Earth in the late 70s, and then there was an author named Dave Hunt who came along in the 1980s. And for a while, honestly, the fruit of that for me was fear. But the purpose of those passages is not to get so wrapped up in trying to figure it out that we become fearful. But by the same token, the message there is to be ready, to be watchful. And as we're ready and watchful, to be paying attention to the culture, but even more so to be paying attention to God and keeping our eyes on him as the author and perfecter of our faith, as Hebrews says. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's a balance there between, you know, paying attention to world events, praying for them, praying that God would accomplish his will in the nations, and yet knowing, we know the answer to the story, and Revelation isn't supposed to scare us. It's supposed to give us hope, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he is a God of life, a God of hope.
Absolutely.
And he tells us, this is the difference between this God and any other God. This
right.
God tells you continuously what's going to happen, and doggone it if it doesn't happen, right? You know?
Exactly.
So here we are with, when we talk about Bible prophecy, about two-thirds of biblical prophecy has already been fulfilled, you know, 1,000%.
Exactly.
So I always say, what are the chances that the remaining third is going to be fulfilled? And when you see all these signs, and we saw what happened with COVID, and you go, whoa, you know, fear causing people to surrender their liberties, do things that heretofore they wouldn't think of doing, and now they're doing this willingly. And okay, what is the next step? And what Kevin, you know, produces right here is okay, this is what the next step looks like, and this is how it's going to happen. And guess what? The technology that to make this all happen is all here. It is
all here. And
right.
That's, I think, that really comes through loud and clear. And I'll also say, you know, Kevin Sorbo has become one of the leading guys telling these stories, and I know you've probably heard his story, how he had an aneurysm, or not an aneurysm, he had a blood clot in his shoulder. They thought they were going to have to amputate his arm, and he had this miraculous deliverance. And I think, isn't it just like God to take a guy who before that, his most famous role was playing
Hercules.
A god, Hercules, right?
Right.
To tell the real God story. And I love that, you know, that God took a guy and he took him through a crisis, and it yielded faith. And he's faithfully given himself to telling the true story about God and not a fable or a myth. And I love that. I mean, I think that's how God works. And I think even as we think about Hollywood, sometimes we can look at people and say, well, there's no way God could ever get a hold of that person. But I think it is a reminder that these are influential people. And before we sort of succumb to the easy temptation sometimes to be cynical or to judge, it's like, man, say a prayer. And I'm guilty of those first two things, too. So I really, I don't want to come across as holier than thou here. But those people have an incredible influence. And every now and then, God gets a hold of somebody in an unexpected way.
Exactly.
And uses them in new ways. And I think we've certainly seen that with Kevin Sorbo's story.
Well, and you know, and the thing is that it's quite humbling when you realize that if God can use a donkey, he can use anybody, right?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Like,
not only is it humbling, it actually gives me hope. Cause,
yeah,
you know,
you and me both, that's my point.
My fair share of donkey moments myself.
Exactly. So and the other thing I want to talk about is, of course, we'll see what happens. I haven't heard any update on, because this was a Fathom event. It showed for four nights.
Right.
I don't know if Fathom has, I mean, and they were pretty aggressive with it. They had over 1,500 theaters, 1,800. Yep. I mean, traditionally what happens with Fathom usually is about 700, 800 theaters. Yep. So they really believed in this, and the response has just been very, very powerful. So hopefully it continues and they extend the exposure on this, yep, on the big screen. This is awesome. So congratulations to Kevin, who was on both sides of the camera, by the way. I mean, he was
the director as well. So
and I'm sitting there watching this, I'm going, how do you do that? And then, of course, he has a great scene with his wife, with Sam Sorbo, and it was just really precious. I mean, and she did such a great job. I mean, you just so easily relate to her storyline, and, you're in tears with her. I mean, that's the other thing, too, is that what he brought out is that, hey, there's pastors of churches that are going to get left behind, right?
Yep.
And that they didn't quite understand. And maybe for them it takes the rapture for them to realize, oh, wow, I'm not on the wheat side. I'm on, I'm on the less than side. Maybe I need to reorientate my beliefs, right?
No, that's exactly right. And I think that it reminds us that religion is not salvific. And we think of Christianity perhaps as a religion, and it's been said many times, it's not a religion, it's a relationship.
Right.
And even in our message in church yesterday, our pastor said, God didn't send a message, he didn't send a map, he sent a man.
Mm-hmm.
He sent Jesus for us to do for ourselves what, to do for us what we couldn't do for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think that we'll have people that may have been very religious but somehow missed the core of the gospel message,
mm-hmm,
and this movie shows that.
Yeah, you get there and, that one saying, the response in the Bible, get away from me, I didn't even know you. After all the things that I did, for the kingdom. Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Right, it's a sobering message, definitely.
Yeah, without a doubt. The other thing I wanted to address here in the last minute and a half is The Chosen. Chosen is going to conclude this series, the third season, quite differently and quite dramatically, right?
Yeah, they're going to be concluding it with a theatrical release of, is it the last two episodes? I can
yes, the last,
out for
yeah,
a week. So.
Yeah, the last two, right.
So, I mean, kind of, the way it started, the season started with the first two episodes in theaters, and we're going to get the last two the same way. And I think it's such a terrific story that certainly you can enjoy it at home, and a lot of people will do that. But I think that it's an opportunity to support what Dallas Jenkins and his team have done.
Mm-hmm.
And, go... go see it in the theater, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I think that that's a great way to see it.
Yeah, it's episode 7 and 8, and this will be in the theaters this weekend, February 2nd and 3rd. A bit of advisement, get your tickets early.
Yeah.
Because I think people are very surprised, when they go, I'm just going to go. And then they find out it's sold out, and they're on the outside looking in. So get your tickets early.
That feels biblical, right?
Yes, right.
Like
yeah.
A parable about that.
Yeah, exactly. So get ready. That will be coming up on the 2nd and the 3rd in theaters near you. Another huge Fathom event. Probably a couple thousand screens out there plus.
Yeah.
So excited to see that. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Adam.
Feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated? Try.